Fifi. And Nick Cody, amazing Australian comedian, joining us. And we've enjoyed the last four, well, I was going to say 3.5 shows.
Yeah.
We're over halfway through this current show.
You can't be enjoying it. If you've got the eye on the clock that much, are we really enjoying each other's company?
But Nick, you know, we are getting to know you and our listeners are getting to know you. So we thought, look at that. Julie Andrews has kicked in, the King and I. Well done.
Jules.
Now, firstly, so we know you from the comedy scene, and people have seen you on all the comedy specials on the telly, Channel 10 over summer. We saw a lot of you popping up. But let's go back in time, though. Have you always been a stand-up?
No, so I reckon I started doing gigs when I was about 20. But at the start, you're doing open mics and everything, so you've got a lot of different jobs. The first job I ever had, I mentioned earlier in the show, when I was 15, I worked at Harris Scarf at the Werribee Plaza.
Ooh, what department?
I was on the registers for a bit. I was in Manchester.
Just to let you know, that was during a live read that we didn't read live. It probably hasn't been read out yet.
Harris Scarf. We did Harris Scarf. Love Harris Scarf. But I refuse. The Werribee Plaza is now called Pacific. So I won't
cop
that.
Fair?
It's still Werribee Plaza. Yeah. So I worked there. I worked at a pub in Williamstown called the Prince Albert.
Right.
In Williamstown,
beers?
Good pub. Huh?
Were you pulling the beers?
Yeah, pulling beers there and drinking them afterwards. I worked at CUB in the call center at Abbotsford at Carlton United Brewery. Yeah. So I was taking orders for beers, pouring beers, and then drinking beers. It was the whole
bit of a theme here.
It was a circle a lot. I love a beer. Then later on, I got to do an ad for beer. I just love beers. But when I was 18, I went around Australia as a nanny.
You what? Okay, yeah. I am shocked.
Yeah.
Looking after beers.
Looking after kids and drinking beers.
How do you?
What?
Don't take this the
Not
wrong
all
way,
the
Nick. Because I have advertised for nannies before and people for babysitters. And no one like you's ever turned up. Like,
Is this a positive thing?
I don't know.
I'd be horrified.
You're a bearded man, and there are lots of male nannies out there.
It was only stubble then. I was a young buck.
But also, I just can't imagine you with all your beard jobs then suddenly becoming a nanny.
How I got it, like my high school girlfriend, it was her family friends, and they put out a thing. They were in the Australian Shakespeare Company, and they were on tour going around the Northern Territory and far north Queensland, and they were after a nanny because there was an actor. There were two actors, husband and wife, that were on tour together.
Yeah.
They had two boys, a 10-year-old boy and a 2-year-old boy. They wanted a nanny, and the boys just wanted a boy. They always had aunties or something look after them.
Yeah.
The boy said, "Nah, we want another boy." And I walked in. I was 18 years of age. And
Watch Mrs. Doubtfire?
No. Horrendous in a dress. No good. No good. But I walked in there, and I said to the 10-year-old, "What are you like?" And he said, "PlayStation and footy." And I said, "Hot diggity. They're my two favourite things." Got the job. It was sick.
Did you prepare meals? Did you?
Yeah, I had to cook. I had to change nappies. My dad made me take the job because he said, even though you're 18 now, one day you will have a child and you'll realise how much work goes into it, and then at least you'll know how to change a nappy. You'll be able to do it hungover, because I was 18. There was a few days you had to nanny hungover. It is what it is. And now I'm very good at both of those things.
So how would you have gone boxy if Nick walked in and said, "I might be hungover a few days"?
You don't say it. You've got to let them learn.
I reckon if an 18-year-old Nick Cody had walked in, I would have known you were hungover. Yeah. I think it would have been very obvious.
It's very interesting when a 2-year-old knows to get you a Gatorade. You go, "Oh, I'm a bad nanny."